This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the show, the 420 edition of Free Talk Live. It is April 20th. Did a lot of cannabis-related, CBD-related also talk earlier in the show tonight. Ian and Mark in the studio with you. You are welcome to call in about anything you want. Still to come, man set up a display of some mannequins, some dressed up mannequins on his front lawn, and one woman found it offensive. She took action and destroyed the man's property. We'll tell you about that, or at least Mark will, because I don't have the story. We'll get into it coming up here. But first, to your phone calls and thoughts, Sarah is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes. So yesterday, a man shot his ex-girlfriend, and then shot himself, but she died at the hospital later, but he lived.
I bet he wishes he was dead.
Well, the story was he said that she shot him, and then she tried to kill himself. He turned the whole story around.
Yeah.
And so this is like the fifth time I heard this kind of stuff happening here in Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why we have gun control, I just want to say.
But wait, it didn't work.
Well, I don't
right?
know.
He still shot his girlfriend and then shot himself. So the gun control, whatever laws there are, didn't stop that from happening.
Sarah, the places in the United States that have the most gun crime are the places that have the most gun laws. Why do you suppose that is?
I don't know. As you're saying?
Well, you know, it is correlation, not causation.
You believe everything else you hear on the radio, Sarah?
Well, not really. I don't believe everything, no.
Okay.
This domestic situation, this murder, attempted suicide that you're talking about, happened despite all of the various different gun control laws out there. What would you propose?
Well, the thing is, we have the gun control law, but it's not in effect yet.
That would have gone into effect? What are you expecting to go into effect that could have changed this situation?
So the whole thing is if she has a restraining order and is threatening her and she had made police report, he would not have a gun. His gun would have been taken
away. Did that happen
away.
In this case? Did she make police reports?
I do not know what the detail was.
So if she hadn't made a police report, then they couldn't take his gun away. So if this just happened, if it just occurred, you know, because a lot of crimes are crimes of passion. They happen in the moment. You know, the classic example is the spouse that comes home to find their significant other in bed with some stranger or their best friend or something like that. And they go into a fit of rage and commit some sort of act that they otherwise never would have committed. I'm not saying it's okay. It's not. But that's, you know, sort of the classic example. What if that had happened, Sarah? How would your gun control laws have affected that situation?
You know, it'd be hard to get. I mean, the thing about it is if they have stricter background control, and if a lot of people, they have their guns taken away. If they're suicidal,
you know, I've never bought a gun in a legal marketplace, like from some official dealer or whatever. The guns I've always purchased have come from other individuals. So how are you going to control that?
To me, something is better than nothing. You know,
I see. So you just want to feel good. You just want.
Are you concerned at all that gun crimes tend to be disproportionately used against people of color?
Are the people of color using it on each other, on themselves? Is that what's going on?
A lot of people carry guns to prevent people from committing crimes. The single biggest use of a firearm in the United States is the defensive prevention of crime. Now, you know, you can claim that it's not necessary or whatever, but, you know,
she doesn't care about those people.
If a crime is occurring right there in your immediate future, you'd rather have a gun than a cell phone, I can assure you. So, I mean, the cops will be there, but you might be dead by the time they get there.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they wouldn't be there if they're in Detroit.
This happens a lot here in New Mexico for some reason, men shooting women and killing themselves.
Oh, it's only men shooting women. Uh-huh.
No, I mean, that's what I've been hearing. You know, like a 7-year-old.
Is it possible you are more likely to hear the things that you want to hear, that you are self-selecting or filtering the news so to where the things that you are most attuned to are the ones that you're more likely to notice?
Well, I never heard of a woman shooting a man.
Well, let me tell you. Yeah,
I
mean, let me tell you, as far as domestic abuse is concerned, it doesn't always involve guns, but women beat men just as much, if not more, than men beat women.
There is a study out there that says that.
Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Men don't report it nearly as often because they're embarrassed and stuff.
Yeah. And maybe I should have asked Sarah, okay, so you take the guns out of this household. Are you going to also take the knives out? How about poison? How about all manner of other different things that could be used to draw blood from someone or theoretically take their life away?
A gun's a tool. Mm-hmm. We have rights. I don't really care about all the practical stuff, right? Like, so the Constitution says we have rights. It's specific that the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. But if you've got a right to life, you have a right to defend that life. If you have a right to build a tool, you have the right to build a tool that will defend your life. If you have the right to engage in commerce, then you have a right to sell a tool that one might use to protect their life.
Well, in theory, but the
if
reality is different.
If someone misuses that tool, you have no right to stop everybody from owning one.
Mm-hmm.
End of story. I don't care what the justifications are.
But Sarah wants to feel good.
There are either rights or there aren't. I don't care about Sarah and the non-thinking muprons out there that just believe that they can just take people's rights away.
Well, we believe in rights, Mark, but other people don't.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
The Nazis believed they could take the Jews' right to life.
Mm-hmm.
They thought it was okay. That's because authoritarians think it's fine to take people's rights. They think rights are mitigable because they make them uncomfortable. Screw those people.
They don't believe in rights.
They don't. They don't believe in the notion of rights at all. And, you know, they only believe in rights when it's convenient for them. They believe in the right to speech or free press or whatever until you write or say something that concerns them. Look, that's all it is, ladies and gentlemen. You either have rights or you don't have rights. And if the government can take them away, you don't have them. It's not an organization there to protect your rights.
No.
That's a laughable notion that the founding fathers believed that has been disproven by more than 200 years of the United States.
All evidence suggests what you're talking about is true. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We continue with more of your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Justin listening to WIBC-FM in Indianapolis. Hey, Justin.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Not much. First off, I just want to say thank you guys for giving everyone an open platform to talk about what they believe in, whether it be on the left or right.
Or
this
elsewhere.
Is just a rebuttal. Yeah, or elsewhere in the middle. This is a rebuttal to an early caller, a gentleman saying that he had a state-issued license and that he's had multiple people get fired for CBD uses flagging UAs.
Yeah, he was specifically referring to having a CDL, commercial driver's license.
So I worked in a vapor shop, managed one for a couple of years, and I've got a couple of friends that are doctors, and I have specifically a couple of friends that used to work at the minute clinics that a lot of these places send their drivers to get tested.
Okay.
So basically, CBD is a chemical, and chemicals, just like every other drug or anything else, affect everyone differently. And because it is a cannabinoid, on these cheap urine quick flash tests, it triggers a cannabinoid fail. There is no distinction between THC and CBD, whereas a follicle test or a cotton swab of the mouth will show the different levels of the two chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
And it also depends on what kind of dosage you have, what body fat percentage, because like THC, because it is a cannabinoid, it stores longer in fat cells.
Interesting.
So there's all
Justin,
kinds of variables.
Hang on. If you've got more to say, you sound well informed. You're welcome to stay. Up to you.
Oh, no, I've got to go. But,
hey, thanks for the call, man. I definitely appreciate the expertise. The toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. So far the answer is unclear as to which drug tests will test for CBD or catch CBD unintentionally. We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting weissparis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's weissparis.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the show. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight it's Ian.
And Mark.
And I want to let you know about the wallet that I use more often than any other cryptocurrency wallet. It's Edge Wallet, and it is available for both iOS and Android. And I'm super happy that Edge is on board supporting Free Talk Live. Because
and I, Mark Edge, approve.
You, although it wasn't actually named after you. But
I won't have you spreading lies on these airwaves.
It is a great name. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. You can, of course, hold multiple cryptocurrencies as well as buy, sell, and trade those cryptos, including Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and more. Head over to edge.app or just search for Edge Wallet in your Google or Apple app stores. Once again, it's edge.app, and I'm really happy about it because, like I said, I've used Edge Wallet since long before they became a sponsor here on Free Talk Live. We've been talking with Paul Puey from Edge Wallet. He's the CEO, I think, over there.
In charge.
Like we've met him at a bunch of different crypto conventions over the years. He's one of our regulars. We always have him on to talk about stuff.
And he's great.
That's because when they started, back when it was Bitcoin only wallets, they had the best Bitcoin only wallet too. They had Airbits. Remember that one?
Yep.
Yeah, and Airbits became
still exists.
Edge. Yep. So Edge.app, go grab it there. It's free. As we continue here, we'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want. It's Tom in New Hampshire, listening online. Go ahead, Tom.
It's about the fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris.
Yeah, and, wow.
Have they figured out who did that yet?
They say it was a short circuit in the wiring, but one of the things, two things. First of all, some rather successful individuals have pledged to give a whole bunch of money to help rebuild it, and there's
lots
even some criticism about how come they got all this money to spend on something like that. And, of course, the big question is how come the church wasn't insured, or was it insured after all? And, you know, that's a real big question there. But did you see the coverage of the fire? Did you see, like, on the news?
I saw some video of it.
Yeah, anyway, there was a fire there, and I took a look at that, and you know what I said? Holy smoke. I said, holy smoke.
Holy smoke. Thanks for the call. God. All right, we continue here.
I should have known.
It wasn't bad.
No, it's not a bad joke.
Let's go to Tony in Dover, Delaware, listening to the radio. Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, dude, you're on the air.
Okay, I got two things I'd like to discuss. One is the lady who wears the burqa in Congress.
Who?
The lady who wears the burqa in Congress.
Okay.
Omar. Or what?
Omar.
I don't think it's a burqa. It's probably like a hijab or something.
Right, whatever.
She,
a burqa covers
she had
things.
Somebody arrested the other day for threatening her.
She had somebody what the other day?
Arrested for threatening her?
Yeah, online. The guy was threatened online, and he got arrested.
Mm-hmm. People threaten me all the time. Cops don't do anything about it.
You're not the
government. He got arrested for saying something out loud that all the rest of us are thinking.
I don't know if you're swallowing your phone, man, but I'm having a tough time understanding you. I apologize. Can you pull your phone back like an inch from your mouth? That might help.
Okay, how about now?
Maybe a little better. I don't know.
The problem at the southern border.
Okay, what's the problem there? The fact that there is one?
Well, there are 11 million illegal aliens in this country. 22 million illegal aliens in this
what's
country.
What's the matter with that? Everybody breaks the law. So do you.
Well, if we put a $50 bounty on every one of their heads, the problem would go away in a year, and Americans would.
Are you talking about murdering?
$1.
Are you talking about murdering people?
No, just a bounty to turn them in so they could be deported.
$50.
I
can't handle it anymore. Thanks for the call tonight. I can't handle it. It just sounded too bad.
I think the problem with illegal immigration in this country really comes down to the government giving away free money to people that it shouldn't be, and people being scared of how illegal immigrants are going to vote. And I understand both of those. If you simply make it illegal for illegal immigrants and their families to benefit from government money, Problem solved. You can't put out a bowl of cat food every morning and complain that stray cats come to your door. That would only an idiot would do that. Secondly, make it so people can come here and they just can't vote. Fine. I'm sure they'd just come here and work hard and build a better life for themselves and their family. They're not coming here to vote Democrat, ladies and gentlemen. The Democrats want them to come here and vote Democrat, obviously. And it's pretty clear that if they wanted to vote Republican, that the Democrats would be like, my God, we're being invaded! Right? Like, this is just, it's just a bunch of, it's a political football, as they refer to it. So, remove the political aspect from it, and then people can just live their lives. This country was built by immigrants, and many of them came here without papers.
Let's go to Thor. He's on the line from Indianapolis, listening to WIBC. Go ahead, Thor. Oops, sorry about that. Let me actually put you on the air.
I just Thor, go ahead. Was wanting to, I was listening to the conversation today earlier about CBD oil and drug testing. And I'm in Indianapolis, and CBD here in Indiana is legal. And the 2 cents that I wanted to try and put in was that there are two different types of CBD oil.
Really?
One of them being full spectrum, and it is legal. And from what I can tell, it's okay for full spectrum CBD to contain up to 0.03% of THC. Now, I wouldn't consider that a problem unless you're a daily user. And what we know from THC and how it stores in our fat cells, a daily user of CBD oil, which is legal, could easily fail a drug test for THC, you know, in a couple weeks. I mean, I don't know exactly what the math would be, but it wouldn't take very long whatsoever for someone to be considered over the limit of having THC in their system, all the while buying something legally sold at the gas station.
Yeah, this is one of the problems. Since I work at my own business, I really don't think about your analysis tests and these kinds of things. If they drug test the radio industry, half the DJs in America would be fired. So it's never been a real issue for me. But I bet you're right. I bet there are people that are getting canned over taking a pain relieving, non psychoactive oil.
Correct. Yeah, you wouldn't feel any psychoactive effects from such a small percentage, but given enough usage or given enough time, I mean, it's all the same to the government, to the state.
I think this is a problem that is ultimately going to solve itself. I mean, there's a lot of...
There's going to be too many good people fired, and people are going to be upset.
Right. Well, and as states start to legalize cannabis, eventually these companies will sort of come along and realize that if they're going to be issuing drug tests, they should only issue it after somebody has done something, you know, like you crashed a forklift. Okay, time to go ahead and, you know, take a drug test. But in many cases, I don't think that they should be issuing these drug tests. At the very least, you might see drug tests stop testing for cannabinoids after it gets legal in enough places where they'll only test for other things. So I think this is something that's going to just shake itself out over time. But as of right now, there's clearly a lot of confusion about what these tests can and can't find. And I would say anybody that's considering a position that is going to be tested ought to do as much research on this topic as you possibly can. Thor, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855. 450 free. Luckily, we have the internet, and there's all kinds of information out there. Of course, there's probably conflicting information about this topic, as it's been the most controversial part of the show tonight. People disagreeing about whether or not drug tests can or can't, or which types of CBD is or is not detectable.
That's funny.
855-450-FREE. That's 855. Well, sign the times, I guess.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live, and it's 420.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is back on Twitter calling the Russia probe a witch hunt. On Thursday, he said,
"Hey, I'm having a good day."
But the president seems to have changed his mood on Twitter. On Friday, he said, "Statements are being made about me by certain people in the crazy Mueller report, which are fabricated and totally untrue. Watch out for people that take so-called notes." That seems to be a reference to his former White House counsel, Don McGahn, who was described in the report as refusing to fire Mueller. McGahn has been described in some media analyses as thereby saving the Trump presidency. On Saturday, the president tweeted, "Fake news media is doing everything possible to stir up and anger the Pauls and as many people as possible." Senator Mitt Romney wrote he was sickened by the president's behavior. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live 420 live Saturday edition of the show. As always, you are invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Coming up in a couple months from now, ForkFest 2019 kicks off June 13th through June 18th at the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, a place called Rogers Campground, one of our favorite places to go. And we will be there at the ForkFest. We'll be broadcasting Free Talk Live every day from ForkFest, and we'll look forward to seeing you there. You can decide for yourself what to do. You just want to hang out and camp with other like-minded, liberty-loving people like voluntarists or liberty-loving anarchists and libertarians. They're going to be there hanging out. But also, you can create something if you want. Maybe you want to create a thing for other people to do. Because ForkFest is decentralized. There's no official schedule. There's no tickets. There's no board of directors. There's nobody to make any official decisions about anything. You just have to decide what you want to do. Do you want to create a thing for others to enjoy? Maybe, you know, put a poker game together or perhaps put on a play or, you know, a speaker series or whatever it is that you feel called to do. This is the place that you can do it. ForkFest.party is where you can go to learn more about the event. There's also the unofficial ForkFest forum and Telegram chat room, which allows you to easily connect with other people who intend to attend ForkFest or who have also attended in the past. So go and get connected. ForkFest.party and mark your calendar now for June 13th through the 18th and get on the phone to Rogers Campground and book your campsite as soon as you can. forkfest.party. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts. Dodger is on the line in Michigan, listening via TuneIn. Hello, Dodger.
Hello. Hi. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir. Gotcha. Go right ahead.
All right. So I just kind of want to tell a story about something that happened to me last week. Michigan is the first Midwest state to legalize cannabis for recreational use.
Yep.
And
what are the rules surrounding that? I know you want to say something, but just curious. I mean, what are the limits? And, you know, is it like an ounce that you can possess? Do you know? Is it 21 and up?
It's 21 and up. Mm-hmm. I know that they essentially overlaid what had been the medical over kind of the recreational. So a person is also allowed to grow like 12 plants. Per person and stuff like that. Yeah. So,
I'm looking right here, just by the way, I pulled it up at potguide.com, the marijuana laws in Michigan. Looks like adults 21 years or older are allowed to possess up to 2.5 ounces of cannabis outside of their home. So you can drive around with up to 2.5 ounces and up to 10 ounces in your home. Plus, adults of age must or may possess and cultivate up to 12 cannabis plants in their home and possess no more than 15 grams of concentrate at any given time.
Yeah, and so it was really odd for me because I was at kind of what you guys call your central square. It's Bronson Park in the city that I live in, and I was up on the stage. I was using one of the walls to block the wind, and I'm sitting there and I'm rolling a joint, and a cop comes up on me. And she says, I dumped the stuff into my paper. And as soon as she, walked up on me, I like jumped and like dumped half of it.
Oh man, and, she made you spill your weed.
I know, but, she said, you're not allowed to sit up here. You can go do that anywhere else in the park. And it's just kind of strange to me. She didn't care about the pot.
Now, hold on. Is it legal to consume in public?
No, it is not. But you are allowed to possess it.
Right. So you hadn't consumed it. You were just rolling a joint. You hadn't actually lit the joint yet.
Right.
So she couldn't do anything to you.
she didn't care about, the whole thing is, my whole life, it's been illegal.
Right.
And so, of course, I look over my shoulder, I see a cop, and of course...
Your heart starts to race. Right? The adrenaline starts to pulse,
right?
Yeah.
But I don't have to worry about that. And I was talking to somebody just a little bit ago. Michigan is the first Midwest state to actually legalize it for recreational use.
It's great.
It's awesome, man. I mean,
what I think is amazing is there are hundreds of species of animals on the earth that consume the cannabis plant, right? Like lots and lots of them. There are only two of them that hate cannabis. One of them is the pot hating llama of Ecuador, and the other is it's ludicrous. Right? This is a natural plant, and the idea of making this crap illegal, these people are nuts. They're nuts, and you should just laugh at them. Laugh the kind of laugh that like a little bit of spittle flies out of your mouth and lands on their face. That kind of laugh.
You
and
don't
everybody
want to spit
who
on
talks,
a cop.
Sorry,
well,
just, you can laugh.
For me, it's a plant that grows up and, it's very easy to cultivate and,
call it a weed.
Right.
Dodger, thanks for the call, brother. I appreciate the story.
Yeah.
Thanks for telling it here tonight. Just, looking at the the difference between now and the past, and you know, you had to be afraid of the police in these places, and it's going to take some experience before people kind of get used to not freaking out. And you know, I have to wonder. We had somebody call in earlier tonight who said that she got paranoid when she was smoking cannabis.
I've gotten paranoid smoking cannabis. I don't smoke cannabis as a result. My suggestion would be is stay away from cheap weed.
Well, if they're not, well, everybody's got different results from smoking different weed or whatever. But my point was going to be, if you can't get arrested for it anymore, if there's no real fear around the consequences of its use, as far as the legal consequences, is it less likely to cause paranoia? I mean, because one of the things that you should be paranoid about, because they are actually out to get you, is where the police are in relation to you if you're in a state in which cannabis is illegal. There's a completely legitimate reason to look over your shoulder and be paranoid about getting caught for that sort of thing.
If it's a mounted police officer, you have to worry about him coming up on you on his high horse.
Is that a joke? I don't even know.
Yes.
855.
It's a high horse.
Oh, so yes. See, I didn't even catch that one. Well, you didn't catch the other jokes earlier today. 855, 450, free. So, yeah, is somebody who has been paranoid about smoking cannabis, I mean, I'm not saying they can put their finger on why they're paranoid, right? That may not be something, right? Like, they may just feel a certain way and call that paranoia, and it feels uncomfortable. But how much of it is caused by the fear of legal consequence? That's got to be a big burden on some people.
Right, it'd be hard to be paranoid about something that is legal.
I mean, I suppose you could be paranoid about other things, sure. Like, you know, you're paranoid about what it might do to you long term.
Did my cat run away?
Yeah, or did I leave a cake in the oven or something like that? Maybe
all that.
In those cases, but anyway, your thoughts are certainly welcome. We continue. David is in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi. I don't think the paranoia comes from fear of something in particular. I think the paranoia is just intrinsic to the use of the chemical in some people. I think that's what that is. I had an interesting conversation last night. I had called into, I had called into the Coast to Coast last night when Ian Punnett, if you know Ian Punnett.
We met him once a long time ago.
Yeah, he's awesome.
It was at a talk show. Hang on, David. We'll let you tell the rest of your Ian Punnett story. He hasn't been to too many of those talk conferences. I think he went to like one or two, and I don't think we've seen him since then.
Yeah, but what's that say about our choice to keep going?
It's important to go to those conferences.
There you go.
It's you know, it's the who's who. If you want to be somebody in the business, you got to schmooze it up with the somebodies, right? In fact, we're going to be going back coming up in June, early June. We'll tell you about how we can do that with your help coming up on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And yes, it is the 420 edition of Free Talk Live. We covered quite a bit about 420 and cannabis and kind of the sea change affecting society across the United States.
How about this metro.co.uk headline, meet the nuns who rake in $1 million a year growing and selling cannabis.
That sounds really interesting. This is in the UK?
Presumably. It's just a headline.
Well, sometimes they write about other places, but yeah, very interesting stuff. So the times, they are changing. Of course, we still take your calls here. We haven't changed much as far as the format of this show over all the years. Still open phones every single night of the week. We're live all 7 nights a week. If you're new to the program, welcome to it. If you just found us on
California.
Oh, cool. If you just found us on our video streaming platforms, we're on DLive over at dlive.lrn.fm. We got Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm. We're still over on YouTube as well. And let's see, what else you need to know? Oh, yeah, the AMP program. I said that we were going to that talk show conference. We go to Talkers Magazine's yearly new media seminar in New York City. And it's listeners like Reasonable Voice, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier, who helped make that possible for us. It's $5 a month to be a silver amplifier. That's the price that we ask. You can do more. Some people do gold for $10 a month, and there's platinum as well. But if you do $5 a month, you get access to some pretty cool perks and some bonuses, like access to the supporters discussion rooms on our Discord server. We've got the AMP Only Facebook group as well. Nobody asks for that anymore, by the way, for the people who...
It's still pretty active.
Yeah, I've heard it's active, but it's like, it's one of those things that if somebody wants it, I'll get them in there. Like, I'll send you their name and you can add them in there because you're still on Facebook. But it's in there, the invitation that I send out to everybody that joins the AMP program, which we're not deluged by joiners, let me tell you. It's pretty slow. We've got about 200 amplifiers. We kind of lose a couple, gain a couple, lose a couple. So we're sort of plateaued out there. But of those who do join, they don't ask to be put in the Facebook group. But it's there for you if you're still on Facebook. You get some cool perks as an amplifier. And most importantly, you help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you like the fact that we're on broadcast radio on over 190 radio stations coast to coast.
Bringing the ability to Americans to get on and express their opinion.
Absolutely. If you like the fact that we're on Twitch and DLive and YouTube and we're streaming on the Internet, we've got satellite channels that are broadcasting us. And there's telephone. phone lines that you can call in. And we, if there's a way to listen, we want to be there, basically. If you like the fact that we're out there as much as we are and you want us to get out there even more, please amp the show. You can do it with PayPal, credit card, or Bitcoin BTC over at amp.freetalklive.com. Ampamp.freetalklive.com. As we continue, David is still on the line here. Just began telling us a story. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, Ian Punnett, you had a caller, Thor, the dude that trafficked my children. His name is Odin. I should have him call in, and you can have all the gods on the program.
Okay, so what was the story?
Ian Punnett. So I called up Coast to Coast last night. Ian Punnett was the guest host, and he's a pretty cool dude. I like him. I've talked to him before and talked to him on the internet, whatever. But so first thing, he spent a minute he was talking about Albuquerque because I was calling from Albuquerque, so he asked me about Breaking Bad, and so
of course
I had to tell him. Yeah, of course. So I had to tell him that I was in the pilot of that. And so was telling him about this thing with the with KUNM, the university radio station that has banned me and is actually prosecuting me as we speak in court.
They banned you from calling their station.
Right, a public radio station.
And they're prosecuting me. There's an open court case. You can look at it on. You can see it online in the New Mexico mm-hmm. case lookup and see the entire 24 entries or whatever it is showing the progress of the case. And anyway, so I was discussing that with him. And I wanted to get his opinion on it. Also, George Norrie and their producer Tom Danheiser specifically went out of their way to ask me to call in and keep them updated. And so which I intend to do, but I wanted to talk to Ian about it since he is in the radio business as well, obviously, and he is he's a professor at K-State. And so since this involved both radio and a public institution, a university radio station, I thought he might be specifically qualified to comment on it.
And
one more thing, what I didn't know before the call that I found out afterward or during the call is that he is the chief operating officer, or the chief operations officer of the K-State Public University radio station.
Okay.
And so he's got a specific vested interest.
He's
and so
triply qualified.
Yes. And so his response was interesting because as I started to plead my case, I could tell in his little vocal mannerisms that he was taking an oppositional side to what I was presenting. Mm-hmm. And it came out when he gave his argument, the only thing that he came up with is he said that, first of all, he shut my microphone off. He didn't disconnect me, but he muted my microphone so I couldn't respond to anything he was saying. And then he went off on how that people, and apparently he's got some other experience with this, that people that are taxpayers think that because they pay the taxes and they technically own the radio station because they own the university, that they can control what the station does. But what he equated that to is that the taxpayers feel like they can come in there and turn on this microphone and turn off that microphone. And so he missed, I was disappointed because I think he missed the entire point of the discrimination. And, you know, when you're a public institution and we have a First Amendment and we have a 14th Amendment about equal access, then I think that citizens that do own the station and pay for it have a right to at least be heard, even if you disagree.
I think you've got a strong argument in this case, at least as far as your right to be heard on a purported public radio station that takes phone calls. Although, you know, his point is important as well. It's like, well, where do you draw the line? It's a public this or that. It's a public office. Does that mean that I have the right to go down to the city manager's office here in Keene, New Hampshire, and barge right in and, you know,
on the desk?
Yeah, anytime. Right. Do something awful. Or just, you know, stand in there until I darn well feel like leaving. I mean, so, you know, there is a line that they is going to be drawn somewhere. And I don't think that your position is unreasonable, David, to say that, well, yeah, I could understand I shouldn't be able to go in and grab the microphone any old time I want to. There's usually a process at most of these stations. Like
in many cases, they tell you to call, ask people to call in, and then in this David's case, they ask him to call in, and then he gets some kind of stalking charge or whatever.
Right. And so,
it's crazy.
You know, I can understand both sides of this of, well, there has to be a line drawn somewhere, but on the other side, David's saying, well, I should at the very least be able to call into this show. I don't think he's asking too much in that particular case. And I wish you good luck with the trial and whatever comes out of it, I'm sure you'll let us know. Thanks for the call, David. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. Mark, do you want to even just give us a summary of this case from, where was it, with a crazy woman attacking somebody's diorama? Or
sure. This is from NJ.com. This is from New Jersey. A woman tore down a New Jersey dentist's sexy Playboy bunny display, facing criminal charges, criminal mischief charges. So basically, this guy puts up some mannequins in Playboy bunny outfits. It's Easter time.
Yep.
However, it's also the anniversary of, like, Hugh Hefner's death or something.
Is that right?
Right. So the guy's, you know, he likes to put up displays. He puts up displays every holiday season or whatever. This has obviously gotten a lot of attention. The news media is down there with a camera.
Hugh Hefner's death was September 27th, 2017.
Okay, maybe it was his birth?
Born April 9th.
Okay, there you go. Whatever. So this lady sees the cameras, and she's you know, she's got blue hair and tattoos. So the dentist's claim is that she's just in this for the attention. And this may be the case. I don't know. Whatever. But she's like, my son is in high school, and he shouldn't be seeing this stuff on the way from home.
Yeah, he should be seeing it on the internet, where two girls, one cup.
Right. Her son is seeing whatever he wants on the internet. So this is ridiculous that some mannequins are somehow a problem.
Yeah.
But anyway, she takes down the mannequins and puts them in the guy's driveway.
Really?
And, yeah, he then basically goes after her. She's now been charged with criminal mischief, and that's that. Apparently,
so she didn't steal them. She didn't destroy them. She just took them down.
Yeah, there's like a head off of one.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's not exactly. They're certainly not in the shape that
they
were.
She went psycho. Did she do it in front of her son?
She did it on TV, in front of the TV news.
The news she called the news?
No, the news was already there. And then she, like, sees the cameras, and then she's
really?
Like,
so she made a huge show of this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. So there's video.
Yes.
Of her freaking out on these mannequins?
Yes. Yes.
I got to see this.
With the New Jersey, she's just picking them up, and you know, she's using a pair of, like, little garden shears to take some of the zip ties that are holding, like, baskets in the model's hands or whatever.
Wow.
By the way, there are Easter eggs and Easter baskets in this.
So it was an Easter diorama.
Pretty clearly is.
So it's not because she's like a crazy Christian or whatever.
I don't know what the answers are.
She's just crazy.
Crazy might be the reason.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Out of time for tonight. I do want to see the video though, Mark. So be sure you post that on our social media.
I gotcha.
That way folks can check that out at their leisure. Between now and tomorrow night, you can join us online in the meantime over at Free Talk Live. .com and happy 420 to y'all. Have a safe one.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.